Now, notice what God says about this place here, and I'm reading now verse 16. He says here, "Thy terribleness hath deceived thee, and the pride of thine heart." The great sin of Petra was pride, you see. And we have here the judgment now upon it. O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill, though thou shouldst make thy nest as high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord. Now you see, they were in a place where actually they were protected. This little seat that led into the city of Petra, it was just sort of a cleft in the rock. And the Wadi Musa, the Valley of Moses, went into that particular area. And this nation had had about 1,000 years of history. Then the Nabataean Arabs took it, and we are told even the Greeks said it was an impregnable city, and two fruitless expeditions had been led against it by Antigonus, and it was inaccessible for modern man until the plane came along. And today, you can go to Amman and take a bus down, and then you go in by horseback. Now, this city reveals the influence of Babylonian, Egyptian, and Greek and Roman influence in their architecture and in the civilization that was there. And we find that Edom was brought down. God judged it. And the city, of course, is no longer inhabited, yet it's a ready-made city over there. Now, God says this concerning it, and by the way, we'll get a more complete prophecy of this when we get to the prophecy of Ezekiel. I'm reading now verse 17, "And Edom shall be a desolation. Everyone that goeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss at all the plagues thereof. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, no man shall abide there, neither shall a son of man dwell in it." Now I submit to you that that's a very wonderful prophecy. It's a prophecy that says this city, although there it is in existence, you can't destroy it, it's just hewn out of the rock, that you could move in tomorrow. God says it will not be inhabited, and it's not today. Every now and then an Arab pitches his tent there for the night, but he's on his way the next day. They're not apt to make their abode there, and they have some very superstitious reasons for it. And the Germans didn't have that superstitious reason, but the colony that was established there just didn't work out. The man did it with the idea that he could disprove the word of God, because God made the statement that neither shall a son of man dwell in it, won't become abiding place, and yet that's a ready-made city. And I think that's remarkable when you put that down by a city like Tyre. God said that that city would be scraped and absolutely nothing left, but it was to be inhabited after that. And Tyre is a city today that's inhabited. But Petra, you just better not send any package there to Petra, because the post office just doesn't have it at all. It wouldn't arrive there. They have no mail service there at all today, because there's nobody there to receive mail or to mail anything. Now notice what he says in verse 20. "Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord, that he hath taken against Edom, and his purposes that he's purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them." And so this city became desolate, and the nation Edom disappeared.